CBS's Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
It's less than 2 miles from the border with Israel. The Jabalia refugee camp is also the biggest in all of the Gaza Strip.
Dire warnings about threats to the U.S. in a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We responded to an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab American communities and institutions across our country.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index falls for the third consecutive month in October and is at a level that traditionally indicates a recession within the next 12 months. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The board says for most consumers, high prices for food and gas was the biggest issue, followed by rising interest rates, national politics, and the fighting that's erupted between Israel and Hamas.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggihoe, Civic Media News.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 37, lows around 23 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. The Wisconsin men's hockey team returns to the Kohl Center for the first time in 4 weeks following a 5-1 road stretch that included a two-game sweep of top-ranked Minnesota at Mariucci Arena. Matthew DeSaint-Fowle and Cruz Lucius both scored two goals Thursday night in a 5-2 win over the Gophers. Then Friday night, Simon Tassie lit the lamp twice, including the go-ahead goal with 2.5 minutes to play, and Kyle McClellan made 29 saves in a 3-2 victory. At 7-1, the Badgers, off to their best start in nearly a quarter century, went from unranked 2 weeks ago to number 5 in the latest U.S. College Hockey Online poll. Wisconsin plays 8 of its next 10 at home, starting with this weekend's two-game series against 4th-ranked Michigan Friday night at 7 and then Saturday at 6 on the Badger Sports Network. And joining us now is head coach Mike Hastings. Mike, thanks for being with us again tonight. And we talked about it last week. After your 6-game stretch, you'd know more about where your team is. So you go 5 and one on the road, beat some very good teams. So you tell us what you think of your club 8 games in.
We're growing, getting better. Yeah. You know, our end result is not going to be, you know, we won't be judged until hopefully the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So we're still a work in progress. I like the way the guys have managed what we've been through up until this point. When we addressed that question, you know, I didn't know what exactly I was going to say at the end of it, because you don't know what your record's going to be. And right. We've had some peaks and valleys, more peaks than valleys, which is a good thing. We had some question marks when we first started where we didn't know. You and I had discussed multiple times whether it was on this or off air, about what are we going to do with our goaltending. We need somebody to step up. Kyle has stepped up. He's done a really good job in giving us an opportunity to win hockey games on the weekends. And when we have broken down, he's been there for us. So that's a positive. The depth scoring is something we were hoping we would have, and that has been up to this point, and we're going to need it this weekend. Mm-hmm. The one thing you'll see with Michigan is Michigan's going to, they can sling it around. They're scoring at a pace that I haven't seen a lot of college hockey programs score at, so we'll have our hands full.
Yeah, for sure. You know, this past weekend at Minnesota, you're taking on the top-ranked team. It's the border battle, your first taste of it, wearing a Wisconsin tie, I guess, you know, and a lapel pin or what have you, or in uniform, obviously. But, boy, they score 15 seconds in, and it's like, oh, okay. Hello. And yeah. then really, you know, and you know, I don't want to sound like a homer, but for 59 minutes and 45 seconds, there was no question which team was the best team on the ice. Your club just took over, and Minnesota had no answer on Thursday night.
Well, I thought, one, I appreciate that. Two, you were right on. When that first one rang in the back of the net and the student section got up, the band started playing, I'd be telling a lie if I didn't say, oh, here we go. Because I've been in that building when it starts to snow and it just seems like it's never going to stop. So not the start we were looking for, but I did like our response. For one, fortunately, we get a power play and we cash in to get it back to even. We drew some energy from that, not only the idea of getting it back to even, but because it was a power play. That's been something that you and I have discussed multiple times on. We need that to continue to grow if we're going to be effective moving further on into this season. And from that point on, I thought we played with purpose. I thought we played so unselfishly. I thought guys were doing the things that you need to do to make it difficult on the other team to succeed. We stayed out of the box, which was really important. We talked about our discipline going into this weekend, and I thought it helped us throughout the weekend.
Yeah, you mentioned the power play. I think 4 for your last 9, so it's clicking. And I think you thought, as I did, it was a matter of time. You have the personnel, it seems, to get the job done on the power play.
You know, it's you hope there's some consistency down the road for us. Mm-hmm. We were... Yeah, I do think we started to get to a point of gripping it a little bit back there, trying to be a little too fine, trying to do a little too much. And it's amazing how a bump or a bounce can really ignite some confidence, and those guys are playing with a lot of confidence right now. Cruz Lucius, I've been really impressed because he's, you know, he's playing both ends of the rink. He's doing the things that you need to do to be successful on whether we have it or we don't. Mm-hmm. And that line is starting to find some real chemistry, and I thought they were the difference in Thursday night's game.
And DeSaint Fowle with Lucius and David Cilia have been very impressive so far. Sticking with that, the Thursday game, it's a 2-2 game, and Carson Bantle scores the go-ahead goal. And that goal started in your defensive end, where Anthony Kerr made a couple of fantastic plays using his body, his big body, to win the puck free and then outletting the puck and getting it up. Sawyer Scholl with a one-hand pass, basically, to Carson Bantle after Horbach and Jack Horbach had flipped it out of the zone, and Carson scores on one of the better goaltenders in the country. That's often, you know, we talk about power play and set offense in the offensive zone, but oftentimes offense can start from the defensive zone, and that's what we saw in that play in particular.
Well, that's what we're selling, right?
Yeah,
I mean, from our side, just the idea of if we defend and we defend in numbers and we do it well, you don't have to do it often. Mm-hmm. Or you hope you don't have to do it often. And that group, you know, not only the line that we've already discussed, the players that you just brought up, you know, then the next night you turn the page and you've got Fitzgerald and Tassie's group making the contributions that they do, William Whitelaw making the contribution that he made,
right,
and having it throughout the lineup. If you do that, you're a much more difficult team to match up against when you're on the road. And so I'm hoping that that breeds a little confidence throughout our lineup so that we can start becoming a four-line team. That's what we've been over these last six games. It's allowed us to distribute our minutes, mm-hmm, which has allowed us to have energy throughout the weekend.
Yeah. In the last four games, you've played without Owen Lindmark, a fifth-year centerman, and Charlie Stramel, a first-round draft pick, another centerman. And you see the young men like Sawyer Scholl or Owen Mellenbacher or Tyson Dick coming in and doing things to help your club win. And now Charlie and Owen are close to being back. You've got these are good problems to have, right? Right?
Yeah, they are. And then, you know what? From day one, when we started in the locker room and just discussing about what we wanted Staples to be and what we thought our philosophy should be as a group, we wanted to be deep. We wanted to understand that everybody matters. We've got 26 guys in the locker room, and somebody's name's going to be called throughout this season. All 26. They're going to be relied upon in different ways, different manners. And if you look how fast that happened, because all of a sudden Charlie and Lindy, those guys are out of the lineup. When you're talking about down the middle of the rink and you're asking, you know, two freshmen to step into, C3 and C4.
Right.
That's especially on the road, because you're going to see the other team's best matchup. You know, that third and fourth line are going to see the other team's best unit. And I thought those guys handled it really well. So, as you said, it's going to be a difficult chore to be deciding who's going into the lineup, because those guys showed themselves so well.
Yeah, Simon Tassie showed himself well, too. He's off to a nice start. I know he joined you late last year, Minnesota State, after a knee injury he suffered in the BCHL, where he was the MVP with the Salmon Arm Silverbacks. That's tough to say. He led the league in scoring. I mean, he had 78 points, 38 Gs, or something like that. But, boy, I like the way he plays. And he's got a nose for the net, you know, and I hear it all the time. 75% of goals that are scored in hockey are usually right around the net, and he seems to be there very often.
And he's a big body. When you look at a young man that's carrying 190 pounds, as you can see, he's starting to find his legs again after that injury. It's something that you find with most goal scorers. If they're not scoring, they're not real happy. It doesn't matter if it's at breakfast, lunch, dinner, or at the rink. They're just not very happy. And he's such an energetic young man. His mom and dad have done a great job at investing in him to have the qualities that you want to be around, whether it's a coach, whether it's a teammate, whether it's a fan, because he brings energy to the building. He brings energy to our locker room. And to see him playing the way that he's playing right now, I'm happy for him, because he's put an awful lot of work. There's been some self-doubt, I think, at times, and he's really seen that that hard work is going to pay him back, and he's playing some of his best hockey.
He plays with a smile on his face, too, right?
He loves it. He's passionate.
Yeah, he loves it.
He likes coming to the rink. I think he really, if I could share something with you and the listeners that are out there, you know, after the game on Saturday, Tassi was asked to do a couple of interviews after the game, and obviously, absolutely, he'll do it, and he was out there, but our guys were waiting for him to get to the locker room, and, you know, as soon as Tass walked through the door, you know, the group just erupted, and you know what, those are things that a lot of people don't get to see that group. When we talked about what was going to happen over this road trip, you and I and others, you hope our group is going to learn to bind together, to bond. And you hope that is what happens. And because we've had some of the success, I do think that is something the guys are really starting to enjoy each other. We went through some peaks and valleys over this time. It wasn't great at North Dakota. And even on Friday night, it wasn't great for 60 minutes against Minnesota. And when you get stressed out like that, when you get tested, that's when you grow as a group. And I like where our guys finished on Friday.
Yep. Badgers swept Minnesota, now ranked 5th in the country, home to play 4th-ranked Michigan this weekend. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin. Wisconsin and Michigan this weekend at the Kohl Center. Get your tickets, 1-800-GO-BADGERS, or go to uwbadgers.com. Should be a lot of fun. First top five matchup between Wisconsin and Michigan since 2005. It's been a long time since there's been a top five matchup at the Kohl Center. Should be a lot of fun. We'd love to have you out at the rink, or you can listen along on the Badgers Sports Network. Head coach Mike Hastings is with us after Wisconsin's sweep at Minnesota last weekend. He held the Gophers to four goals over 120 minutes. It didn't look like there was a lot of room in the middle of the ice. How were you able to shut them down?
Well, I think, first of all, when we did make a mistake or we did break down, Kyle was there. You know, and anytime you have a successful weekend, I believe, especially in this league, from what I've seen previously, you're going to need outstanding goaltending to do it. And we had that. We had really good goaltending. Second thing was, is I thought on Thursday, maybe not as much on Friday, on Thursday, our puck decisions, our puck management, us staying out of the penalty box, Minnesota's good enough. They don't need help creating offense, right? So by us keeping it even or going on a power play and scoring and stopping them from being as aggressive as they might be, combined with making good decisions when we had it and not creating their transition, I thought that combined with the goaltending gave us an opportunity to win on Thursday, and we possessed the puck. I thought we were hungry with it. I didn't think we just threw it around. I thought we possessed it. And if we've got it, they don't, mm-hmm. right? And so to me, that was a key for Thursday's game. Then you knew Minnesota was going to make a push on Friday, and they did right away. Now, that's where Kyle stepped up.
14 I thought, saves in the first,
you
yes.
bet. Yeah. I thought he was a difference maker in the first period. And even right before Simon gets his first goal, which is a big-time play by Cruz Lucius, curling up and hitting Fitzy in the seam, and then Fitzy came in and really sold shot and got close to get on his edges and threw it across to Simon, and Simon got in the top third of the net, and we're up 1-0 when we could have been down 2 rep.
Right.
Then just a little bit of rope-a-dope from there. I didn't think our puck decisions were as great on Friday, but I want to give credit where credit's due. Minnesota's good. Mm-hmm. And so they came in and they made us make some mistakes on Friday. It just didn't end up getting in the back of the net.
Yeah, puck management and goaltending will be important this weekend, too. I mean, Michigan scored 19 goals in two games against Lindenwood, which is remarkable. And I the game two, they scored 6 power play goals and had 2 shorties. Rutger McGroarty, Gavin Brindley, TJ Hughes, Seamus Casey, the defenseman, high-scoring defenseman in the back end. They lose Fantilli, they lose Samuskevich, and they just keep reloading, and they can fly.
Well, a lot of first-rounders, second rounders, you're talking to guys that are going to be making some money down the road, and they're feeling it right now. Like you said, 19 goals in practice is a lot, let alone when the lights are on and they're keeping score, right? So we're going to have to make sure that we possess it. If they have it, they're going to do good things with it. I just think it's going to be an opportunity for us to show ourselves again, but we're going to have to be bright with it and bright without it, and we're going to have good goaltending. And what you just said, we better stay out of the box. Mm-hmm. I thought that was one of the biggest components of Thursday's game, was we didn't let their power play get going. Because we weren't in the box. And so our discipline playing against talented players is going to be paramount this weekend. And it's an opportunity we're looking forward to playing at home.
Yeah, you only took 5 penalties, 6 penalties over the weekend. 3 a game, that's good, right?
Better than what it has been. Right?
Sure, right.
Yeah. It's been a point of conversation, and I'll give all the credit where the credit's due, and that's our leadership group. That's the guys buying into the idea of, hey, men, we'll be better served if we're not expending energy and if we're not giving talented players an opportunity with one of us not being out there. So, hopefully we'll learn from that going into this weekend.
All right. We're going to hear from sophomore defenseman Ben Dexheimer in a little bit. I wanted you to tell me a little bit about Ben as a freshman last year. You know, he coming off a Clark Cup Finals with the Madison Capitals, a point producer in the USHL. He had 11 assists a year ago, but he's off to a fantastic start this season. 7 assists in 8 games, 6 helpers in his last 3. He's the quarterback of your number one power play, and you can just see his confidence is growing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what, Ben's, he's the type of guy that you want to see at the rink every day. He comes in, he's got a smile on his face. Hey, coach, what's going on?
Yeah.
when you have an opportunity to be around guys like that that are energy driven, whether it's in the weight room, locker room, smile on his face, those are guys that you gravitate towards. And being able to talk, he wants to be good. He wants to be really good. And he's willing to do the work. He just is looking for avenues, information on, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? You appreciate that as a coach, because when he's got an appetite to get better and is willing to do the work, whether it's with Tommy Inkrot, whether it's with Grace nutritionally, mm-hmm. or whether it's on the rink with myself or our staff, those are guys that are fun to be around. You love to see him have the success that he's had, because I think when we talked earlier about our power play maybe not being what we needed it to be, I thought Ben was stressing a little bit. And so for him to be rewarded for some of that work and have him have some success, I think you're seeing him play some of his best hockey in a young season here just over the last four games.
Yeah. Badgers in Michigan, again, Friday night at 7, Saturday at 6 on the Badgers Sports Network. Love to see you out at the rink as well. A couple of more minutes here with Mike Hastings. The talk of the hockey world this past weekend, besides Wisconsin's sweep of Minnesota, the freak accident that happened in the English Hockey League last weekend. Adam Johnson, former Minnesota Duluth Bulldog from Hibbing, Minnesota, suffered a catastrophic injury, just a freak accident, and passed away at the age of 29. He was playing for the Nottingham Panthers. Here's a young man that 2 years at UMD scored the game-winning goal in overtime to beat BU to get to the Frozen Four, won a national title in 2017. But he loses his life, again, in a freak accident. The English League has now come out to say that neck guards, neck protection will now be mandated beginning December 31st. They do it sooner, but because of potential supply issues, they're not mandating it to begin until December 31st. Should hockey players at the collegiate level, all levels, have some sort of neck protection to avoid something that happened to Adam Johnson a few days ago?
Well, it's sad to say that something like this that happens is a reason for change, because you go all the way back, and I'm fortunate to be at the age that I am, going on, you watch, whether you go to the Wild game and the netting's up. Well, the netting's up for a reason, because the pucks flying out, injuring people, it being something that's catastrophic at the time, now all of a sudden mandatory netting all the way around so that we can protect. I do think we need to learn from this. Mm-hmm. I do think that, you know, I don't think there was, and again, this is something you can argue either way if you look at the video. You know, all I know is that something happened that we don't want to have happen again, period. And so look at that, and let's try and find the best way to manage that. And, you know, I think it's been quote unquote not cool to be wearing neck protection up until this point. Well, safety, there's a reason when you have youth that are playing in cages and they're playing in bubbles, and they're doing it because it's been shown that we need that protection. So to me, yeah, it's something we need to look at very closely, because we just don't want to have this conversation again because we just decided not to go with protection. So I think it's something that needs further conversation, but it can't be something that sits on a shelf for a while. It should be something that we're trying to attack right now.
Mm-hmm. And it amazes me that there aren't more injuries of this nature, or just a simple cut of the hand or wrist or what have you, with how sharp those blades are. I mean, you see 5, 6, 7-year-old kids falling all over each other. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. It is so dangerous.
I'll agree with you there. I was unfortunate to experience, back in junior hockey in the United States Hockey League, we were going through a normal practice, and one of our defensemen extends his arm, and his wrist in between his glove and his elbow pad was exposed, and a skate went by, and, you know, God bless Tommy Hart, our trainer, that he was there, because that, if he wasn't, that could have been a very difficult situation, and catastrophic potentially there. So, yes, and again, it's terrible that this you know, this result is why this gets brought up. But I think it's something that we have to address and make sure that we're doing what's best for, because at the end of the day, it is just a game, yep. Right? We're just out there. Now, the one thing I'll say about Adam is you know, knowing Scott Sandelin, I was working the Pittsburgh camp when he was at the camp that he ended up signing with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Unbelievable passion for the game, and it's just we've got to make sure that we're doing what's best for the participants, and this is something we definitely have to look at.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, B.
Sure, that's Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Something big is happening. Introducing Hy-Vee Perks. Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more on hundreds of products store-wide with Hy-Vee Perks prices like Tide, H-Perks price, $9.97. And bananas, H-Perks price, 39 cents a pound. Make the switch or sign up for Hy-Vee Perks and start saving today. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Director's Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Stick around. We'll talk with Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson in just a bit. Badger men off to a 7-1 start, 2-0 in the Big Ten. And after practice today, I had a chance to talk with sophomore defenseman Ben Dexheimer.
Last year was difficult. This year, 7-1 start. How much fun are you and the boys having right now?
It's been a lot of fun, yeah. We're just playing how we should and listening to coach, practicing every day, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. A lot different than last year. That was a struggle for everybody, but you as a freshman coming in, playing a lot of minutes, what was that experience like last season?
It was difficult. I mean, we weren't winning, and I think that was one thing that we all struggled with, and it's kind of individual success also didn't come with that, which was tough. And but yeah, we're on the upslope right now, and it's been a lot more fun.
Yeah, I know you had a nice career in the USHL with the Madison Capitals, get to the Clark Cup Finals. That's a big jump, though, from the USHL to college hockey. What did you learn from that jump?
You don't have much time with the puck here in college, and it's a lot more physical, which I think was one thing I didn't realize right coming in here. And getting a year under my belt really helped, and I think I'm a little more comfortable in college. So,
yeah. Yep. So after your freshman year, what did you do to prepare yourself better for your sophomore season?
I think the weight room was the biggest thing coming this summer. The 8 weeks that we spend here was probably the best 8 weeks I've ever had in the gym in my life, and built a lot more muscle, and I think that helped me a lot physically on the ice. So, yeah.
Do you find yourself having more fun working out, knowing that it's benefiting you?
Yeah, I love working out now. Tommy's been so awesome since we met him in June, and we've just been getting better every day with him, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Tom Inkrod is the first-year strength and conditioning coach. Very quiet man, but boy, he's a motivator, isn't he?
Oh, he knows what he's doing, and we have a ton of fun with him in the weight room, so it's been fun. Yeah,
Cool. Ben Dexheimer is with us. Ben is the number one power play quarterback, right? Your power play is actually clicking here pretty nicely over the last couple of weekends. So what is the key to running a power play, being the quarterback of a power play?
I think it's just keeping it simple, not overhandling the puck, moving it to my flanks with Sills and Cruz out there and let them do the work and funnel the pucks to the net if Bantz is down there. So,
You have to have good vision to do that too and confidence in your puck handling ability. Yeah. That seems to have grown over the last year or so. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think last year I kind of lost my confidence with the puck a little bit. And getting back here in the swing of things has been really good, and I think I kind of found that again. So,
You mentioned your time with the Capitals. You were a point producer there, kind of a playmaker. Yeah. Do you feel you're that type of player here too?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I got it back, and it's been kind of left to all the coaches and everything, so they kind of found my groove again, which is nice. So,
And in time, you're going to pot your first one as a Badger, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, so snake bitten, but we hope soon. Yeah.
It's coming for Ben Dexheimer. Ben's been paired for the most part with freshman defenseman Joe Palatichuk. Mm-hmm. What's it like playing with Joe?
It's awesome. I mean, he's just fun to play with, even when we're not on the ice in games and practice. He loves to talk, so it's super easy to play with him. We have really good chemistry, I think, and just move the puck well, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's pretty good, too.
Really good, yeah. I mean, it's so easy to play with him.
Yeah. You look at the entire D-Corps, well, and your goaltending, and the forwards, for that matter, who are part of the defense now, too, a five-man unit in front of your net. Mm-hmm. Your club's only given up 13 goals in 8 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. What's been the key?
I think Kyle has been our rock back there, and he's made the saves he should and the saves he shouldn't make, and it's been awesome back there. So he's kind of been a rock, which has been nice to have trust in our goalie back there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I tell you, Kyle McClellan was huge on Friday after you beat the Gophers on Thursday 5-2 and really dictated play after the first 15 seconds or so. First period, second game against Minnesota, he stops 14 shots, some that were amazing saves, especially on Jimmy Snuggerud. That was you think about how well you played Thursday. You knew the Gophers were going to come back at you on Friday. How are you able to win that game besides Kyle's playing the first period?
I think we just know how good we are and come out every day and just play how we practice. I mean, we practice so hard and we're really well conditioned. So I think us in the third period, being a third period team, we can just stay on them and just get our bumps in, and it's been good. So yeah.
I think the Badgers have outscored their opponents 11-2 in the third period so far, which is pretty good. You're also now ranked fifth in the country. 2 weeks ago, your team was not ranked.
Yeah.
That's quite a jump there. Can you guys handle this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't really look at that kind of stuff. We just come to the rink every day and get our work done and do the same thing on the weekends, just play our game and hope we get a win. So,
Well, you've been doing pretty well so far. Mm-hmm. On the road, too, you go 5-1. Now you're back home for eight of the next 10, and you get fourth-ranked Michigan this weekend. This is quite a challenge. You faced them 6 times last year, didn't have the greatest results. No. How do you beat them this time?
I think, as I've said, just keep playing the way we're playing. I think it's really simple. Coach has us doing what we should be doing during the week to get ready for them, and I think we're ready. So it's going to be nice to come back home and play them.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, you were able to quiet the crowd at Mariucci. You were able to quiet the crowd at Michigan Tech. You want this crowd to be loud and proud. Is it a matter of time before this place is filled again?
We hope so. That's the goal. I mean, I think if we keep playing the way we are and keep winning, I think it'll fill up, which will be fun.
That's Wisconsin sophomore defenseman Ben Dexheimer. The Badger women's hockey team on the road again this weekend. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin women's hockey team, ranked number one in the country, 10-0 now this season after going to St. Paul last weekend and beating St. Thomas 5-3 and 3-0. Three power play goals on Friday, an eventful game in the series opener. And then Saturday, the Badgers score in each period. And freshman goaltender Ava McNaughton stopped 17 shots for the shutout. Badgers get the job done and back on the road this weekend to play a very good, much improved St. Cloud State squad. Head coach Mark Johnson joins us now. And Mark, that Friday night game, I'm at Mariucci Arena and watching a little bit of it on the video stream, and there was a couple of long delays because of five-minute majors, which you don't often see in women's college or professional hockey, for that matter, but you found a way to get the job done. It was 3-3 at one point, and you got the job done, so congrats.
Yeah, one of the things is, as you well know, I mean, we play the game for a reason because you don't know what the script's going to look like at the end of the night, and certainly the second period in our game Friday night lasted a long time because of the reviews on the two major penalties. And so it was a game that, you know, there's adversities on both sides of the ice and, you know, how our team's going to adapt to them. You know, we played a pretty strong first period and got ourselves in a 2-0 situation with a few minutes to go in the period. And then, you know, you blink and, you know, in a 4-on-4 situation, we give up on one. And then the last 10 seconds of the period off a face-off and a missed coverage. And, you know, now you're going to the locker room 2-2. We're feeling, you know, a little bit down and the other team's all excited and the fans are going crazy. But again, you have to be able to respond. And I thought, you know, we got through the second period killing, you know, some major time off and scored a power play goal. And so we did what we needed to do to win the hockey game. And along the way, we learned some things about ourselves and, you know, how you have to handle adversity. So overall, it was a good night. It was a goofy night. It was a crazy type of game. But, you know, you're going to run into those now and then. And we ran into one Friday night.
Yeah. And it's good for you, right? I mean, you win the game, but you also face so many different things. It could very well happen again next weekend, the weekend after, maybe in March. Who knows, right?
Yeah, and that's as coaches, you know, it's about trying to be consistent, trying to do little things. And, you know, some nights, you know, if you're not really paying attention to details like what happened Friday night at the end of the first period on a face-off and we have a missed coverage and it's like, you know, why are you doing that? Well, I don't know why I did it. Well, it ends up in a goal. And so those things, you know, are learning opportunities. And we were able to show some video Saturday morning in some situations that helps you in the next game. But again, if you're not paying attention to details, no matter what the score is, no matter what part of the game you're in, the momentum can shift really quickly. Right. And we saw that Friday night in the last couple of minutes of the first period where all of a sudden, you know, we've got great momentum. We've got an opportunity to get out of the period, maybe 2-0, 3-0. Next thing you know, it's 2-2. Yeah. So you still have to come out and play the second period. And then you get yourself in a situation where we have to kill off a 5-minute major and the score is 2-2. And so, as you well know, the other team can score multiple times if you're not killing well or if your goaltender's not making saves. So, again, you know, partly through that major, you know, they ended up getting a penalty. So now you're in some 4-on-4 and situations like that. But, again, it's a game where you learned about some things. It was a little bit goofy in some areas of it. But at the end of the day, it's way better to have gone through that experience than I'm not, because now you learn about yourself, you learn about your team, and then you can move forward, hopefully, in a real positive situation.
Sure. Kirsten Sims had 2 goals Friday. Anna Wilgren credited with a game winner. Britta Curled iced it in the third period with another goal. So a 5-3 win on Friday against St. Thomas. And then Saturday, Lacey Eden with a power play goal in the first period made it 1-0. Lacey's got 12 goals in 10 games so far this year. Britta Curl, late second period, a big goal with 19 seconds left to make it 2-0. Casey O'Brien scores in the third, also had an assist, made it 3-0. And I mentioned Ava with the 17 saves. That was a tight game late in the second there, too, on Saturday, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, you know, we're up 1-0 and playing pretty well. But then I thought, you know, the second period and the third period Saturday, we came out, we competed at a higher level than we maybe had done the previous four periods. And, you know, that's what got us to the finish line. We were at first on pucks. We were winning a lot of 50-50 battles. You've been in that rink. It's a smaller rink. It's probably the smallest rink ice sheet that we play in all year. It's even smaller than Ohio State. So as I told the team, being on a smaller sheet, there's going to be more 50-50 battles because there's just not enough space. And so you have to manage the puck well. You have to win a high percentage of your 50-50 battles. And I thought in the second and third period we did. And then we capitalized on some situations. The goal Britta scored at the end of the second period was a big goal. We go into the third period up 2-0. And Casey, we probably had, oh, I don't know, I can off the top of my head say at least 7 to 10 breakaways in both games, you know, combined.
Yeah.
And we finally capitalized. Casey got one in the third period to make it 3-0. But, you know, in that game Friday night, you know, you throw 2 5-minute major penalties, and then we have a penalty shot. Kirsten Sims gets a penalty shot. The referee comes over and says, do you want it? I'm going, yeah, I want the penalty shot. Because, you know, we could have taken the penalty and made it a 4-on-3 situation. But, you know, she makes a great move, and the puck just slowly, it looks like it's going across the goal line on the penalty shot, and all of a sudden just tips the post and comes back out. So we had enough opportunities. Our goaltender obviously played well, but again, you know, the second two periods Saturday, we played really well.
Mm-hmm. Mark Johnson's club now has 16 power play goals in 10 games. That leads the NCAA. It's clicking pretty well, isn't it?
And our first unit's good. They, you know, they're reading plays. They're moving the puck well, and you know, depending on how the other team's defending, they're making some plays and creating opportunities. And I guess any good power play, the main objective is get the puck across the goal line. We've been able to do that, but yeah, we've created some opportunities on it. And obviously teams will start to defend us as we go forward a little bit differently. So it's your ability to have that chemistry and find out, you know, what seams are there and what opportunities you have. And obviously with Harvey not being back there the last three games, it makes a little bit of difference. But Wilgren's done a good job, and we've capitalized on him. I always say, you know, your power play is really good when you need a goal. And so, you know, it's 4-3 in the third period Friday, and we get a power play, and that's the time. Make it 5-3, and now, you can maybe cruise to the end doing the right things, and we were able to do that. It's similar to Friday night when it's 2-0, you know, late in the first period. If we get a power play, can we capitalize? We didn't capitalize. We took a too many player on the ice penalty, makes it a 4-on-3. So it's some power players are going to look good, but the puck may not go in, and conversely, a power play can get you momentum. And so, you know, I thought, you know, Saturday night's game, you know, we're cruising along 1-0, and all of a sudden we take a penalty. They get a power play because they hadn't played well up to that point. All of a sudden their power play is moving around, getting chances. They didn't score on us, but they flipped the momentum. And so for the next three or four shifts out of the power play, we're playing on our end because of the momentum shift. So the power plays, you know, there's areas that you look at and what you're doing well. And eventually if you're scoring goals, it's going really well. But some nights it may just have to shift the momentum.
Sure.
And I've seen that happen before. But, you know, we just, it's work in progress, and we'll continue to work on it and hopefully continue to get more goals on it.
Yeah. Mark mentioned Caroline Harvey, who's been out with a lower body injury. Hopefully she'll be better, and maybe at some point soon she'll be back on the ice. But you also didn't have Shayla Edwards, who was left in Madison because she was ill. So to go on the road and win two games when you're without potentially your best offensive defenseman and your best defensive defenseman, that you know, kudos to the rest of the kids that played and played through it, right?
Well, welcome to coaching. Like coaches some nights don't get good sleep because of those things. Things get thrown at you. So when your trainer calls you at 7 in the morning and lets you know that one of your players isn't going to get on the bus because her temperature is so high that she doesn't want her to be around our other players or whatnot. So it's just you make adjustments on the fly during a game, and then before and after games you do the same thing. And so obviously we missed her, especially in a rink where there's not much space or time. So when the other team dumps it in and they start forechecking heavy with a lot of numbers, I mean, you have to be able to manage the puck, as I call it. But hopefully she'll feel better this week and we'll be able to take her up to St. Cloud and she'll be able to play our games up there. And it's going to be totally a different game because now instead of being on a small sheet, we're going to be on the biggest ice sheet that we play on in our whole season. And so it's a different game. You have to approach it a little bit differently, and we'll work on that in the first few days of practice this week and get ready to go.
Sure. I wanted to mention Casey O'Brien had a goal and an assist on Saturday and moved past Sis Paulson for 20th all-time in scoring in Wisconsin history with 132 points. And Britta Curl and Lacey Eden, for that matter, on 10-game point scoring streaks. And Britta's on a 9-game goal scoring streak, which is tied for the longest in school history. Megan Duggan scored in 9 straight back in the 2010-2011 season. Mark Johnson scored a few goals in his lifetime. When the puck's going in the back of the net, do you just feel like, you know, you just have that mojo going? It seems like Britta, almost every time she touches the puck, she's going to see the back of the net.
Yeah, you can generally tell when a player gets a puck, you know, if he or she's confident with it in certain areas. And, you know, like the second period Saturday night, she got the puck in the neutral zone, and you could tell she's confident with the puck because she decided she's going to take the puck to the net, had to go around a defenseman, and then the next thing you know, it's in the back of the net. And so when players are comfortable and confident with the puck, especially in the offensive zone, they're going to be doing things that the end result is they're either going to score a goal, get a great quality opportunity, or set up another player with it, with an opportunity. And she's playing at a real high level now. She's comfortable. She's confident. You know, she blocked a big shot Friday night when they had a 5-minute major. And I cringe every time she blocks a shot because, you know, you don't want something bad to happen.
Yeah.
But she's willing to do whatever she has to do to help the team. And so you watch her play, you know, our first 10 games, and she does a lot of things really well.
Yeah, that's the captain, Britta Curl. Wisconsin plays at St. Cloud State this weekend, Friday at 3 p.m., Saturday at 1 o'clock. Brian Adalski's done a nice nice job with the Huskies. They're 9-2 this season, 3-1 in the WCHA. They just swept Minnesota State. They beat Northeastern, which was a top 10 team. They played Minnesota to a one-goal game, lost to the Gophers. That's obviously a top 5 team. JoJo Chobak is their goaltender. She's played 11 games, has 6 shutouts in those 11 games. St. Cloud's given up less than a goal a game in its first 11 games. That's a much improved hockey club up there.
Well, it is, and as you mentioned, starts with their two goaltenders. Both have been playing extremely well. I think Friday night's game at Mankato, the goaltender from, I think she's from Finland, mm-hmm. let her first goal in, of the year, I think. And so, you know, it starts from the net out. And so if your goaltenders are playing well, you get a chance to win every night. And, then you throw in a mix of the players they have coming back from last year's team, a couple transfer kids. So defensively, they're playing real well. Their power play is going well. And so all of a sudden, I can be in any game. So mm-hmm. whether I'm playing Minnesota, I'm playing out in a tournament, I play Northeastern, we can compete with you. And we've seen that up to this point. So it's going to be a good test for our team. It'll be the strongest opponent from the net out that we face this year on their home ice. And so at the end of the weekend, we're going to find more out about us than we probably know up to this point. So it's going to be interesting. And so for us, we're going to have to compete like we did for the second two periods up in St. Cloud. And, obviously we're going to need good goaltending. And probably more importantly, we're going to have to stay out of the box and not give them any power play opportunities. So I'm excited. Yeah. Have a good week of practice. Hopefully we get Shayla back and we can go up there and what we're capable of doing and find out where we're at.
Well, good luck this weekend. Mark Johnson, head coach of the Wisconsin women's hockey team, Friday at 3, Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Cloud State in a top 10 matchup. Should be fun. We'll be back to wrap things up in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Maybe your hometown celebrates longstanding Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally. For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Something big is happening. Introducing Hy-Vee Perks. Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more on hundreds of products store-wide with Hy-Vee Perks prices like Tide, H-Perks price $9.97, and bananas, H-Perks price 39 cents a pound. Make the switch or sign up for Hy-Vee Perks and start saving today. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built for tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Thank you. Good luck to the Wisconsin women, ranked number one in the country, trying to stay unbeaten, playing at St. Cloud State Friday and Saturday afternoons. Meanwhile, the fifth-ranked and once-beaten Wisconsin Badgers welcome fourth-ranked Michigan to the Kohl Center this weekend. We're on the air Friday night at 6:30 and then Saturday at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Thanks to Mike Hastings, Mark Johnson, Dave McCann, I'm Brian Posick. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.